This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Buzz Williams, six-year deal, according to reports, to become the Maryland basketball coach. Introductory press conference today in College Park at noon. We will carry some of that live here on the Team 980, your home for Maryland basketball. Joining us right now is the greatest coach in the history of Maryland basketball, Hall of Famer, Gary Williams. So I want to focus on looking forward and talking about Buzz Williams, but I do want to just ask you to sum up your feelings about what went down here over the last 2 weeks.
It was a great run into the NCAA tournament. And to get to the Sweet 16 is an accomplishment, no doubt about it. It's a shame that it was kind of overshadowed by what was going on with the job situation. So, you see coaches change jobs all the time. I changed four times, four different right. jobs. And the only thing I'll say about it is that the people who hire you, you know, they've done a good thing in your career by hiring you and giving you a chance to coach, in Maryland's case, a major institution, a good, very good basketball school. And there's ways to leave. In other words, thank you for hiring me. It was a great opportunity for me. I really appreciate it. And I wish them nothing but success in the future. Or you choose another way to leave. And as a Maryland grad, you know, went to school there, played ball there, coached there, it hurts. You know, it hurts to see opinions about your school that don't need to be public, that don't need to be public. And, that's what happened.
All right, let's move on to Buzz Williams. Your thoughts? I mean, it was a tough situation that the school was in with respect to timeline, you know, portal being open, most of the hires already being accomplished. So, you know, tell Maryland fans what we're getting in Buzz Williams.
Well, every one of the jobs that was filled before our situation opened were filled the day after it looked like the particular coach's season was over. And so the time period that we had to do it at Maryland, as you said, was constrained by the transfer portal, by the NIL money, which Saturday's a big day in terms of the NIL situation. So Things had to be done. In Buzz Williams, you have a veteran coach who's coached in three major conferences, who's won, who's going to NCAA tournaments, whose record coming into Maryland is better than what the previous coach's record was coming into Maryland. And coaching in the Big Ten or any of the major conferences is not something that you can learn from a book. You have to have experience. You can't have one or two good years and say, okay, I'm ready to coach in the Big Ten. believe me, it doesn't work that way. And I think in Buzz Williams' case, he's ready to go in terms of coaching. He's ready to compete with the Izzos, the Painters that you have to compete against in a Big Ten.
I'm assuming you had, you know, input into this. What was it when you had a chance to talk to him that impressed you the most?
He's a grinder. You know, he's a lifer as a coach. He's not necessarily one of those flashy guys, a Calipari-type personality or whatever, but he's won wherever he's been. And to me, we need a solid coach that has the opportunity to coach with NCAA experience. And when you have NCAA experience, you're talking, you get to the Sweet 16, you're one or two games away from winning a national championship. And a lot of that is who you play, how well your team's playing, any injuries involved in either team. So all those things go into, you know, your opportunity to win a national championship. And at Maryland, playing in the Big Ten, that's our goal, is to win a national championship. Now, obviously, that doesn't happen all the time, very often, for sure. But at the same time, you want a coach that gives you that opportunity. And I think in Buzz, that's what you have.
Stylistically, Gary, what should Maryland fans expect from a Buzz Williams coach team?
Aggressive defense, number one. They get after it really hard, no matter where he's been. Marquette, certainly Virginia Tech, and you know, Texas A&M. They all play good defense under Buzz Williams. His offense, I think, it varies depending on the players that he does get, but he'll be aggressive on offense. It won't be a dull game with Buzz Williams coaching.
How important, you mentioned Saturday. Saturday, April 7th, is, you know, essentially the deadline for the portal. So how crucial are these next few days? And, you know, can you give Maryland fans a sense of, you know, I think there's been this feeling since, you know, Saturday that 2025-2026 was going to be a punted season, that it was going to be a very difficult season. Hiring Buzz Williams, I think there's some optimism that next year could be a good year. What do you think?
Yeah, it all depends on the ability to get guys out of the transfer portal. You look at the successful teams, they all have guys from the transfer portal playing this year. And, you know, we have to be able to do that. And that's why it's important to get a coach in place, so he has a few days at least to do it. And Maryland has money that's competitive in the Big Ten for the transfer portal. In other words, we have the money to compete with whoever else is after a particular recruit. We're not going to get outspent on a player within reason. So that's where we are, and it'll be interesting to see what happens. But once again, you have a guy in Buzz Williams that has that experience in the portal, in getting guys out of the portal, you know, that type of thing. And you know, that's to be learned. I wouldn't be good at it for a year or two because you have to learn how to do that. I look at Maryland. They weren't very good out of the portal 2 years ago, and they were good this year out of the portal. And that's how it goes. You learn as you go if you're a decent coach.
In terms of, and we're talking, of course, to Gary Williams, in terms of a staff, and like you said, you went from AU to Boston College to Ohio State to Maryland. The challenge of putting together a staff or bringing your staff with you, how is that just an individual situation, whether or not assistants want to come? Like, how will his staff shake out, do you think? And take us through that process.
Yeah, I don't know how a particular staff will shape out. I know if you have a staff, like my staff, my two assistants by the time I was leaving Ohio State were Randy Ayers and Paul Brazzo. They were both coming with me to Maryland. Randy Ayers got the job at Ohio State a week later, so they stayed there, which I perfectly understood. But they were good, and they were friends of mine. You know, you develop a relationship with your staff, and so if everything's good, then you know you want to bring them. That's fine. That's your call as a head coach. At Maryland, I would really like to see, you know, somebody from the past in basketball as one of the assistants. You're allowed six assistants now, so that's something that might be doable, because I think that's, if you look at since I left, that hasn't really been there, anybody with Maryland ties in terms of playing basketball or with coaching experience. And so, you know, maybe this is the time, but believe me, that's Buzz Williams' call. You know, that should be right. His call.
You know, I don't think I've ever asked you this, but all of your years coaching and all of the players that played for you, was there one player that you thought for sure would end up being a really good coach?
Well, there was a couple. Steve Blake, I thought, you know, that point guard position, if you look around the country, most coaches were former point guards. They weren't centers. They weren't power forwards. They're coach guards. There's exceptions, obviously, to that. But, you know, you have to learn every position when you're a point guard, if you're a good point guard. I always thought Gravis Vasquez would wind up in coaching because he played point guard and he was an outstanding player. But he knew how to bring everybody into the mix in terms of your offense, in terms of your defense. And, you know, that's what you're looking for, is guys with the potential to do that, because you never know until they get into it whether they're going to be good coaches or not. You know, sometimes your greatest players aren't necessarily the guys that wind up being the good coaches, because they could do things that most other players couldn't do. But Gravis was a grinder. You know, he became better every year. Blake, the same thing. You know, nobody thought when he left Maryland he was going to play 13 years in the NBA, but he was a grinder. He learned how to adjust that position, the point guard position, to wherever he was, and that's why he was so outstanding in the NBA.
Yeah, and your first point guard, obviously, on the teams that won and were eligible to go to the tournament after probation, Dwayne Simpkins is coaching and just took AU.
He's been in American U for 2 years, and he just signed an extension, and he's done a good job there. And I think, you know, he's just going to grow in the coaching profession.
So I think that anybody, you know, from afar or close to it can look at the situation Maryland was in and say, wow, they got an incredible resume coach in an incredibly short and abrupt situation and timeline. One of the things that I've said before, including the last hiring cycle, and by the way, going back to after you retired, is I just sometimes wish that we would think big and at least swing big. And I'm not saying Buzz Williams isn't a solid swing. And again, the situation to land somebody like him is, you know, almost a coup. But why, over the years, haven't... The last big swing was you. And you were an alum, but you were a massively successful coach at Ohio State with, by the way, a Final Four caliber team coming back. Why hasn't the school thought that way over the years?
Well, when I was hired, nobody was coming to Maryland except a graduate, probably, at that level, because of the ongoing investigation by the NCAA. So that's the reason I would have never left Ohio State for any other job. And I told the people at Ohio State that when I left. And, you know, it worked out. But you know, those first couple of years, I thought I made a mistake, to be honest, you know, in coming back. And so who's out there in a great position? You know, it wasn't helped by the comments by Willard when he left. That didn't help the job situation. And who's going to leave a great situation? Matt Painter is not going to leave Purdue, for example. Izzo's not going to leave Michigan State. Patino is not going to leave St. John's. And so, you know, that stuff about Alabama, that wasn't, there was no truth to that at all. That guy's making so much money down there at Alabama, he couldn't leave, you know, that type of thing. So who are you going to get? You know, and that's for all Maryland fans. You know, we have an established coach that has won in three major conferences, and I think it's a great coup for the University of Maryland.
Last one, because I know you got to run. Is it possible that what the school just went through over the last 2 weeks has made the job for Buzz Williams a better job than it's been?
Well, I think what happened in that timeline, Maryland showed that they matched everything Villanova offered. I know that. Okay, they matched everything Villanova offered. So to say that Maryland doesn't have the wherewithal financially to get it done, that's not true. And I think Buzz is walking into that situation where they realize all of a sudden that here we go. We have to compete at this level now because of the NIL, because of transfer portal and all that. Budgets, things have changed. And so I think Buzz is walking into a situation where it's doable in terms of being able to be as good as anybody else. And then that's where you want to get to.
Appreciate it. As always, I will talk to you soon. Good job. Thanks.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Gary Williams, everybody. Buzz Williams, grinder. I mean, have heard that over and over again. Like, it's basketball and his family. There's a piece of sound, Denton, that I should have asked you to get, but I saw it during the last break and just forgot. One of his players, when they lost in the second round this year, just absolutely went off with effusive praise on playing for Buzz Williams and what a difference Buzz Williams made in his life. This is a guy that, you know, has done it in multiple places. And Gary's point, and this is, you know, a huge point, you just don't walk in. Sure, there are out-of-the-box hires. And sometimes whomever it is that's, you know, truly the decision maker, really understands the sport, really understands people, really understands the qualities that make, you know, a leader and a manager of people. But it's hard to just walk in to a Big Ten coaching job with just a couple of years experience on a much lower level. You know, he's been in the Big East wars, the ACC wars, and for the last 6 years, the wars in the SEC, which you could argue in the last couple of years, has been the best conference, top to bottom. And navigating that year in and year out in terms of what you have to do in your off season and what you have to do to get your team ready, and then what you need to do during the course of a scout, a build up to a game, and then in the game at the highest levels of the sport, it's, you know, it requires experience. And Gary emphasized that. And again, I would have been supportive because I'm a Maryland guy of anything, whether it would have been Luke Murray, who's never been a head coach before, the assistant for Hurley, that I would bet that there was a lot of conversation about, that Dwayne Simpkins, Tony Skin, I guarantee you there was some conversation about that. But ultimately, to land a guy that has been through the wars and been much more successful than unsuccessful in the Big East, ACC, and SEC, given the time constraint and the bind that you were put into, it's a good land. You know, I know Maryland fans, a lot of them are like, why not go the Luke Murray route? Why not give Dwayne Simpkins a shot? Why not back the truck up for Chris Beard? You know, Gary mentioned Nate Oates. Nate Oates, nobody's leaving Alabama with the kind of money they have and the salary that he makes and the NIL money that they have for, you know, almost everything because of football. But given the situation, interesting. By the way, Chris Beard was, you know, during the course of the day, thought to be a guy that A&M would go after, and I kept thinking, Denton, I'm like, okay, A&M's going to get the guy that I think we should have backed the truck up for, but we're going to get the guy that A&M left, let go. But I don't know. It looks like Beard may have leveraged that into a better deal at Ole Miss, and I think he's probably would have been a long shot to Maryland anyway. But Buzz Williams can coach. Maryland fans, if you've watched his teams over the years, man, they are tough and they are physical and they bring it night in and night out, and he wins a lot more than he loses, and his teams are in the tournament much more often than they are not. And now, I'll tell you, renewed enthusiasm overall for next year. Because the idea that the program was ruined and tarnished forever, it's just not the way the sport works now. It is year to year. It is transactional. It is, you know, do you have the money to go out and get three really good players, two to three really good players, and do you have a coach good enough to coach them up? Because at that point, you can win 25 games and be a four seed and be in the tournament and have a shot. And I think that's what you know, potentially have even next year now. We'll see what happens over the next few days in the portal with Rodney Rice. Looks like Gillespie probably heads to Tennessee, maybe Villanova. God, it would have been great to get Gillespie and Rice both back. Because if you had Gillespie and Rice both coming back next year, you know, you add a big or two in the portal, a big-time freshman recruit, and all of a sudden you're predicted top five in the Big Ten and probably preseason top 25. But I don't think Gillespie, based on what I've read, based on what I've heard, is coming back. But I think it's critical, Denton, that they figure out a way and they pay Rodney Rice to stay. He is an all-first-team Big Ten possibility next year. And you add another big, the guy Payne that Buzz Williams brought from Minnesota to Texas A&M. He went for 25 and 26 in their two tournament games. You know, I don't know that he'll come. I don't know who's going to come with Buzz Williams. But you're only a couple of moves away over the next few days of having yourself a competitive team in 2025, 2026. And I think, you know, within the last 72 hours before Buzz Williams was hired, there was the thought that next year was going to be horrendous. All right, we'll get to some Denton news next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team 980.com.